That's why the day after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday. It's the start of the holiday shopping season and a time when a lot of companies hope to make enough sales to get in the black. These folks are racing to be a part of it. A lot of stores offer deals to bring in the crowds. It might have worked, though there was some fighting among customers. According to a company that tracks shoppers, Black Friday brought in estimated sales of around $11.4 billion. That's a big jump from last year, but the experts also said it's just one day. There's no guarantee that the strong sales will last through the holiday shopping season. But they are expected to continue online today. It's Cyber Monday when companies start offering big holiday deals on their websites. Analysts are expecting another $1 billion or so in sales online today. The NBA's lockout is over. Players and owners announced over the weekend that they did reach a tentative deal to end the labor dispute. Still has to be approved by both sides. This whole thing, as you might remember, started back in July. Owners and players couldn't agree on how to split up the money that the NBA makes. The last time we reported on this story, NBA Commissioner David Stern warned the entire season could get canceled. Now it looks like it'll just be shorter. 66 games instead of the usual 82. It'll all start on Christmas Day. This lockout lasted more than 140 days. That's shorter than the last time the NBA went through this in 1998. That lockout lasted for more than 200 days.